170 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 138X, American State Trials. The next proposition submitted by the counsel was that the mind of the prisoner had been seriously impaired by epilepsy. Epilepsy is a disease that manifests in various degrees. In its mild form, it has never been known to produce any visible effect on the mind and typically responds well to medical treatment. However, in its more severe stages, it can result in imbecility, fatuity, and sometimes insanity, though never the specific type of insanity relied upon as a defense in this case. The symptoms of the aggravated form are so distinct that it is impossible to mistake them for any other disease. The onset is always sudden, generally occurring without any warning. The patient is often heard to emit a loud cry before collapsing to the ground, unconscious and convulsed. Dr. Watson, in his lectures on the principles and practice of physic, describes that in most cases, one of the initial effects of the spasm is the twisting of the neck. The chin is then raised and jerked towards one shoulder. The features become distorted, with the eyebrows knitted and the eyes fixed and staring. The mouth twists, the tongue is thrust between the teeth, and foam issues from the mouth, sometimes appearing bloody. The hands clench tightly, and the arms flail, striking the patient's chest with considerable force. Breathing becomes labored, accompanied by a choking sound in the windpipe, and the face turns turgid and livid. Once the paroxysm subsides, the patient falls into a deep sleep, and upon awakening is completely unaware of what transpired during the convulsion, not even realizing that a fit has occurred. It is crucial, gentlemen, that you keep these symptoms in mind as you review the testimony on this matter. Dr. Worrell recounted an incident in 1845 when, while residing about a mile from Baltimore, his son, then 17 years old, returned home after spending the entire day in the city. The family was seated at the supper table when an aunt of the defendant stepped out onto the porch and quickly returned, visibly alarmed. She reported that Edward was leaning against a tree in the yard and behaving as if deranged. Dr. Worrell immediately went outside to investigate.